Welcome back, guys, to the Yappy the Yappy cast.
Yeah.
Today, we're going to talk about second chances. But first, let me introduce my guest. Here, I got Elijah.
What's up?
Rip Parker.
Hello.
Let's get this podcast started. So to start off, we're going to talk here with Parker about his experience with second chances. So Parker, give us some examples.
My second chance on life was honestly a miracle because I was in a really bad car accident where the car rolled three times and I got ejected from it.
And
I came out of it with no scratches. So in my opinion, I see it as a second chance on life.
Mm-hmm.
That's very interesting, Parker. Now, what was your first thought when that happened?
My honest first thought was just thankful that I'm even alive out of a situation like that.
Yeah.
And I just remember the EMT telling me that I'm lucky to be alive. And when they got a call of an ejection, they were expecting me to be dead. And that honestly meant so much to me because I just feel like my life could have ended right there. But something higher up gave me a second chance because I think everybody deserves one.
I do agree to that too. Very interesting. Now, Elijah, have you experienced second chance?
Yes, I actually have. I think I was in the fourth grade. I just got back from, a doctor's appointment or something, and I got to school late. Lunch just started, and I was running around on the playground, and I run under the monkey bars. I get kicked in the head, and I get knocked out. And I hit my head on the pole, like the sharp end of a pole, and my head busts open. I was knocked out for a little bit, but I got back up, and no one really knew what happened. So I just walked to the nurses, and everyone saw, like, started seeing the blood and everything. My head busted. Yeah. And then they took me in. I never got to see what it actually looked like. And then they took me to the hospital, and I lost a lot of blood. I was, like, turning white. I was, like, pale. And they told my mom I could almost die from that. I could have died from that, but they got me right, got my stitches, and I'm here today.
That's interesting. I actually can relate to that because I think it was when I was about, I forgot how old I was, but I was very young. I do remember that. Mm-hmm. And I was with my grandma and my parents were working and she was trying to make me food. So I sat on those like wooden little tables where you put babies to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then it was, like, a little wobbly. So, I was, like, moving around. And then I think I fell, and I cracked my skull open.
Damn.
And they had to take me to the hospital. I had to get stitches when I was really young.
Damn.
Well, that's pretty much all I remember. Yeah. Now, Elijah, let me ask you something. Do you play sports, right?
Yes, I do.
Have you experienced second chances with that?
I'll say in just sports in general, not a single sport I experienced a second chance, but
yeah,
going into a different sport.
Uh-huh.
When I was younger, I always wanted to play football. I always wanted to go like pro for any sport, but I really wanted to play football. But I was never able to play when I was younger.
Yeah.
But as soon as high school hit, I was excited to play. I started playing. I didn't do good because I just never played.
What high school did you go to?
Cal State High School.
Okay, that's that new high school. It's been up for like, 4 years now?
Yeah, like 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, that's a pretty nice
school. It was some weird coaches, different type of coaches, not like your regular coaches. It was just a bad team. I did not do good. But then I joined track because my new coaches started telling me I'm fast. And then now
How did that make you feel?
What?
The new coach is honoring you.
It felt good. I thought I was gonna get like a good shot in football after like they saw all the talent I had, the speed I had. But then it wasn't really like that. But track season hit, and that was my first time ever running track, and I won league champ. I got interest from coaches right away.
That's good.
And then now it's my senior year. And I got 2 offers for track. And I just feel like that's my second chance on going pro for sports.
That's a pretty interesting story, Elijah. I have the same experience with sports as well. My freshman year, I like I was pulled up to varsity my freshman year, so I didn't even get to experience the fun JV life. All my friends tell me about it. Sounds fun, but got pulled up straight to business. Then I think it was week two of we were playing. I started at Canyon High School. Then I transferred, but here's why. Because we were really bad. The coaches were horrible. I didn't like football. I wanted to actually quit football, which is very strange because I played football my whole life, you know? Mm-hmm. And I always wanted to go pro, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I started my freshman year. They were giving me shit because they kept accusing me of a lot of stuff that when I was barely a freshman, they knew I just started high school. This was all new to me. I was very young and scared, of course.
Yeah.
Then I actually had a friendly chat with a coach from Cal State that is no longer here today, but very, very good coach. Still like him today. Got me over here, and yeah, he said, Nathan, I think you have a shot over here. You would work good in our program, and we could probably make you go to college. So I decided to give a second shot at football and transferred. All right, I think that's all for today. Thank you, Elijah, for coming out.
Of course.
Really do appreciate you. Thank you guys too for listening here on another episode of Yappity Yap Cast.
Yes, sir.
Now, Elijah, wrap us up.
Thank y'all for tuning in. Go check our Instagram, our Spotify account, and come follow us and start listening to our podcast weekly because we drop every day.
And we fire. Peace out.